What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day today. Today, I want to talk about all the things you do after your funnel is finished. A lot of people create a funnel and they're like waiting for the money to come. No, that's where it begins, not where it ends.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, for spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so to start this one off, there's a funny quote I heard one time from somebody that said something to the effect of like, I can't wait to get married because then I'll be at the end of all my problems. And there's this older married couple who laughs and they say, yeah, you just don't know which end it is. It's not the end, it's the beginning. And I think it's kind of funny. It's true with like in our world of entrepreneurship and building funnels, right? We go out there and we spend all this time and this effort and we're like, as soon as my funnel's done, then I'll make money. And then I'll be at the end. And you get the funnel done and I came at the end. And me as an experienced marketer who's been doing this for a long time, look at you and smile and says, yeah, but you don't know which end. This is the beginning, right? The funnel is the funnel is the thing that converts the sale, right? But it's not the thing that gets people to come to you, right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about, what I want to talk about today. And I'm going to step back and tell you guys a wrestling analogy because that's what wrestlers do. We talk about wrestling. So for those of you who are wrestlers, you know that to take somebody down, there's only a couple real takedowns, right? There's a single leg, a double leg, and a high crotch. Like that's 90% of the takedowns. There's other things, but if you look at the highest level, like Olympics and things like that, NCAA, like almost all the takedowns are one of those three. Like that's the majority of it, right? So if you're looking at it from the outside, you're like, oh, you know, wrestling's really easy. I just got to learn three moves. And you know, from the outside, it looks like that. But the reality is, for each of those moves, there's 100 different ways to set it up and get into that move, right? So there's so many things I can do to get a high crotch or double leg or single leg. There's a million things to do, right? And these are all setups. And so the skill comes in like what are all the setups? How do you do them? How do you do them if someone goes here or here, here, here? Like that's where the secret sauce comes from, right? And so the same thing is true in our world, right? When you come to building funnels, there's not like an unlimited type, amount of funnels. There's about 10. If you read the .com secrets book, I show them like, these are them. Like, you know, inside ClickFunnels, I see over 100,000 funnels, 100,000 clients, each of them have multiple funnels, like millions of funnels I looked at. And the majority of almost all funnels that generate any kind of revenue are one of these kind of funnels, right? So it's not like we got to reinvent the wheel or figure out the next thing. Like it's there. And if you don't know what those are, you're right. If you don't know what the double leg, single leg, and high crotch is for funnel world, go read the new updated hardbound.com secrets book. Like they're all in there. There's no secret sauce. Like they're there. Like you have those, you got everything you need, right? And so that's the first step. So the second step now is like, okay, how do we get people in? What are the setups? What are all the different ways that we get somebody to come in and start buying that book? Sorry, I'm looking at my book right now. Get them to come into my funnel and buy whatever I'm selling, right? So that's kind of the next step. So that's what I want to talk about today is just helping you understand that when the funnel's done, now you're on the other side of it. So I've been doing this and I talked about it during the last podcast episode, us launching the Understand.me summit, which has been so cool and it's been doing really well. We launched on the first day and we hit the one comma club on day number one and my partners and us were freaking out. They're so excited and it's fun seeing it all come together, right? And then, and so what was fun is the summit launched and they went to all the speakers, said promote it, a bunch of speakers promoted it. And then they're like, okay, day two, what do we do now? And I'm like, yes, you were at the end of your problems, but it's the beginning end. It's that end of it, right? Now we got to figure out how do we keep promoting this? What are the things that we do? And so, and again, there's tons. If you've read the Traffic Secrets book, you've seen I go through tons of different ways to do these things, right? And the reality is that the number of setups for a single leg are unlimited. The setups of way to get some in your funnel are unlimited. And you got to start being creative, start thinking about like, what are all the different things? Obviously, you can go buy Facebook ads, you can buy Google ads, you can do those things. You can do things, but it's like, start getting creative. And so what I told our people, and so I'm just giving you guys this as an idea, right? I said, okay, now that a lot of speakers have promoted it, the next phase is how else we get them involved in this promotion? Like, what are other things we can do? I said, the first thing to do is we should interview them, right? Like when a big new movie comes out in Hollywood, what do they do? They don't just go buy Facebook ads and hope people show up. The actors who are in the show, they go on the road and they start going on the talk shows, right? They're on the Today Show and the Tonight Show and Good Morning America and like telling the story of the movie, why it's going to be so good. And they show a little clip of it and get people excited, right? It builds anticipation and desire. And so we got to do the same thing with our summit, right? If you want people to come in, we got to do the same thing. We got to build the anticipation and desire and get people fired up. And so my next assignment for Mike and Mandy was like, okay, go back to all the speakers and say, hey, can we do a Facebook Live on each of your fan pages? We can do the Facebook Live. And they said, sweet, what do we do on Facebook Live? Do we do another interview? I'm like, no, you don't do an interview. You already did the interview. That's the content. That's what we're giving him. We don't want, the goal here is not to give people more content, it's to create the desire for the content, right? Like think about like when you look at the Tonight Show and Robert Downey Jr. is coming to talk about Endgame. He's not showing you the movie. He's not giving you the content. He's creating desire for the content. He's going to tell you some funny story about what happened while they were filming it. And he's like, do you guys want to see a clip of it? And he shows a little clip. And people are like, ah, I must go see the movie, right? You call your friends, like cancel all your plans and you buy your tickets and you're there, right? Because it created desire for the movie, right? So all these setups, right? So setups for single leg, this is the setups for your funnel. They're all things to create desire for the thing that's inside of your funnel, right? And so I said, when you do these interviews, they're not long, they're short. They're 3-5 minutes max, right? And maybe 10 if you really want to go long, but I don't think it needs to be that long, right? And so it's 3 to 5 minutes. And the question number one's like, hey, we're here today with so-and-so. They're part of our understand.me summit. We're so excited. And really quick, you know, this guest, they specialize in blah, 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 blah. And do you want to tell us really quick why you got excited about this? And the guest comes on like, oh yeah, so I got excited about this because blah, 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 right? And then cool. Now inside the summit, obviously you told us all your secrets about how you do blah, 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 blah. Tell us like what's one quick thing that they're going to learn when they have a chance to listen to your presentation, right? And the person's like, okay, well, yeah, we went deep, but one cool thing they're going to learn how to do blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now notice this, the person that said, let me walk you through the process. The person said, in the summit, you're going to learn this thing. Right? So it's creating desires, telling them what they're going to learn, not how to do the thing, right? It's just like, well, here's what you're going to learn. And so it gives them that little thing. Now they've got the hook. And then the last thing is for the host to be like, okay, now my favorite thing about your interview was blah, 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 right? And then they have a call to action like, okay, if you guys want to hear so-and-so's interview, go to whatever.com. And that's kind of how it was. Right? So I told them, go to all speakers and do that. And hopefully we can do it on their fan pages, because if it is, then all of their fans are going to see this cool interview with that person pushing them back to their thing. Right? And so that's kind of the next phase of promotion. Okay? Now again, those are all different setups, right, to get somebody in the leg. Now it's like start thinking, okay, how else can we amplify this? How else can we boost it? And so, you know, my next thought is something similar to what we did when I did my interview with Tony Robbins. Right, when I launched the Expert Secrets book, I was lucky enough to have Tony Robbins interview me on his fan page. So his fans saw the interview, which was crazy. But then when it was done, we called Tony's team like, hey, a ton of people saw the interview. Can we get access to your ads account? And we'll actually pay for the ads to promote this interview to your people. And Tony's people are like, what's in it for us? I'm like, well, we'll pay for the ads and you'll get affiliate commission. So it's just there's money in it for you and all this stuff. And they said, sure. So they let us have access to the ads account. We promoted Tony's interview to Tony's people, and that video ended up being seen by over like 3.5 million people, right? Another setup to get more people now to watch the presentation, which gets them then to come into the funnel, right? And so it's just like always taking it the next step and the next step and the next step further. And so that's the next step for us. It's like, okay, now after we've done the interview, let's see if we can promote that into their following and get more noise out there, create more desire for people to come back into our funnels, okay? And so again, this is just one little strategy. There's a million of them. I just want you guys thinking differently, right? I want you guys thinking differently besides just, you know, hey, my funnel's done. Now what? Like, okay, now it's done. What are they in Hollywood? They take the show on the road, the actors, the people. So if it's your product, you should be going on the road, getting interviewed, doing things like that. If there's people in your product, you should be on their fan pages and getting interviewing them on their fan pages to get people to come back. Like, there's so many things you can do. If you've got success stories, if you've got students who have had success with your product, you can go on their fan pages, you know, their personal pages and interview them about their success story and then use that as an ad. I remember when Kayla in Poland was building Lady Boss, I remember she told me, she's like, there's a segment of the market that loves her, right? They're like, I love Kaylin. She's amazing. And they just listen to her. But she's like, because, you know, if you know Kaylin, this is again back when she was first getting started. You know, she had her nose pierced, tattoos. You know, she kind of had this edgy feel. And so some people love that. But she was like, a lot of like the moms didn't like connect with me very well. And so she's like, I understood that. So I was like, how do I open up my business to those? Like, I want to attract those people in. I can serve them, but they just don't connect with me as close as you know, right now. And so she said, well, who of my customers are moms who've gone through the program, had success? And she found a couple of them. And she said, can I interview you about your success story? And they said, yeah. And so it's kind of a cool story. She actually went through the Expert Secrets book and took the Epiphany Bridge script questions. And she sent it to all of these women and said, okay, we want you to write your story, answering these 8 questions, right? And took the 8 questions in the Expert Secrets book and filled them out. It's like, what's your backstory? What was the, you know, blah, blah, blah. They filled out the questions. And then Kaylin got on the interview and interviewed them on Facebook Live, asked them the questions. The women got emotional and all of a sudden had Kaylin interviewing, you know, a mom who had gone through a program, had success. And then Kaylin interviewing a guy who had gone through, you know, maybe that wasn't true. I don't think she lets guys in. Anyway, but you know what I mean? Like all these different people from different segments that weren't Kaylin. And then they took those ads, those videos, those interviews, and those became ads that targeted that demographic. And all of a sudden that demographic was like, I don't know, I not connect with Kaylin, but man, I connect with the person that Kaylin helped. And because of that, now I connect with Kaylin, right? And it's just like it starts opening up this huge new markets, new doors for you. So I'm telling you this because I just want you guys thinking differently, right? There's so many ways to do this. It's just being creative and starting have some fun with this. Okay, there's the art and the science of funnel building, right? The science is like, this is the funnel structure. Like .com Secrets is like, here is the science. You know, build the funnel this direction, that's how it works. Expert Secrets gets into the art of like the messaging inside the funnel. And Traffic Secrets is the art of how do you get the ads out there, you know? And in traffic, there's art and science. There's like, how do you do the placements and those kind of things? But there's the art of how do I create things? How do I find things that are interesting? How do I get people's attention? And that's where it gets fun. So anywho, I just want to share some of those ideas with you guys, mostly to stimulate your brains today and get you guys thinking differently, okay? Because your funnel's done and it's launched, you're at the end of all your problems. But you're about to find out it's the other end. It's the beginning. It's time to start learning the traffic side of this game and start having fun with that as well. So with that said, thank you guys. I appreciate you all. Have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. We have decided to do it again. Yes, earlier this year, we did our first ever virtual conference called 2 Comma Club Live. We had over 5,000 people register for this online event, and the success stories from those who attended have been amazing. So because of that, we've decided to do the virtual event just one more time, and I want to invite you and your family to attend for free. This is how it works. First, you can get your ticket at www.2commaclublive.com. You're going to put in your credit card, but we're not going to charge you anything. Then you can attend the full 3 days and learn everything you can from me and from other 2 Comma Club winners. And then after the event, decide if it's worth it. If it's not, let us know and you won't pay anything. But if you love it, and I'm sure you will, then you'll get billed after the event is over. The goal of this event is to build your own personal roadmap to the 2 Comma Club. So go and get your tickets right now before they are gone. Go to www.2commaclublive.com. Yes, that's www.2commaclublive.com. 2commaclublive.com.